This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
This year is dedicated for Lili Nishmas, Zeb Ben Yosefa Levi, and Hadassah Bas Yehuda Levi, and Fuhr Shleima for Eliezer Ben Nomi. So we're in Parashas Boy is the Etzem Geula of Klal Yisrael. That's the Parasha Geula. And it says, Shmatim HaSamatzes HaSamatzes Ki Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh HaYitzeis HaTzivasechem Eretz Mitzrayim. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out Klal Yisrael Be'etzem HaYom HaZeh. So the Mechilta says, Magid Lo Yotzu Ela B'Yoyim. So this teaches me that Klal Yisrael went out by Yoim. In other words, yes, it's true, but to tell me that the Pasuk is telling me something that the Yetzir was Dafke B'Yoim, it's in the Seder Psukim. It started at night, like it says, they came running to him. The Paro sent everybody run to Klal Yisrael and told them, go out. So they went out in the day. Why is it important? Malamid Magid that's also young. Gemara in Brachos has a shayla about how long can you take on Pesach, how late. So famous machlokes nagia to be makbit to come in early. Ochlas abasa balayla zeh. Reb Elazar zay oim nenka balayla zeh over there. Chatzois, Akiva says chipazin machlokes Reb Elazar v'Akiva. So the Gemara says, the Gemara dashes over here that what exactly is the Seder Advarim in terms of eating the Korban Pesach and how long can you eat it? What point has become Naisa? So it says, the Tanya Shom Tizach Sa Pesach, the Erev Kibay HaShemesh, Moyet Seish Chum Yitzrayim. Reb Leza Oima Be'erev Ata Zeveach. So the Zvich is Be'erev, which means the afternoon of Yudalit. Kiboy HaShemesh Ata Oichel, the Achila is at night. Umoyet Seish Mitzrayim Ata Seirif. And the Moyet Seish Mitzrayim is when you're Seirif. So we're learning over here. Rishua says, "Bear about the Zevek, Hashem is the Oichel, Vat Mos, Ata Oichel, Boilach, Ad Moed Tzitz Mitzrayim." So the first Maniyama says that the Sreifa is Moed Tzitz Mitzrayim. So the Torah gave a Geder Advarim. So the Erev and the Laila, Kibay Hashem is the Oichel, I understand. These are when the Korban Pesach is brought. So Korban Pesach is brought in this man when the Nisim happened and Max Bechiris and everything, fine. So the Erev was when they brought a Korban Pesach Mitzrayim. The Laila was when Klal Yisrael was saved because of Max Bechiris and the Keshbach B'Mafchin. Good. Sreifa Bayoim, I could understand the chat works. Since the Ikenes was Balayla, that's when there was the Afchana between the Pirates to the Pirates. So that's when you have to eat it. After that, there's no point in eating it. It's not Keneged the Nais. Sreifa and the Noisa is like all Dinikachim. Past is Manachila, you burn it. The reason why you burn something on the third day or the next day is because it's past is Manachila. There's no Kedusha in the day of burning it. It doesn't mean anything. It means it's too late. So Moyet says Mitzrayim, the Zman Yetzias Mitzrayim, that's the Zman to burn Korban Pesach. It's technically, yes, technically it's in the daytime, and technically that's when I am Mitzrayim. But what's a Tzushtel? There's no Tzushtel between the two. It's not because this was the Zman Moyet says Mitzrayim, that's why you should burn it. And yet the Gemashmos of the Gemara is that is Taka, the Zman of Sreifa, and that's that. You find an interesting machlokes later on about famous machlokes of Lozen Chachomim and whether your maskit says Messiah Balelos also or not. And the Lezachisish to Ome, it says Messiah Balelos, Omer of Lizaman Zion, Kim and Chief Shon, Schisham, Mr. Balelos, Achidosh Ben Zema, and Koli Mechaich and so on. So the Indian of being maske Yom and Laila, in other words, is there an Indian also to be maske Balaila? The Indian of, you want to be maske once a day, the Indian of Yetzias Mitzrayim. You want to keep that fresh. That it says that Samir Mazak, I says every day you should remember Yetzias Mitzrayim. So the daytime was the Ikenes, that's when you should remember it. Remember it at night also, being maske Balaila also. Is that some sort of Tosefes? Is it some sort of chizuk? What exactly are you trying to do? The mashmor says you need once a day. Fine, you're doing it in the daytime. Is there a Tosefes Balaila that's not in doing it in the day? Chazal, the Gemara later in the Masa Matna, the Gemara speaks about lesser nisim and greater nisim, that you forget the lesser nisim. But the point is, do we gain anything by masked at light also? Those are the shilas, those are the kudus here that we want to be aimed on a little bit. So the Goyen in Dvarim is Meir Chalat, Pashas Re'ei, and I want to try to understand the point he's making, and I think it's a big mafter to understanding the Mahalchim. The Goyen is goes off on a pasuk. It says in Shaya Hakotzer Yodi Miftois Vim Ein Bi Koach LaHatzel. HaKadosh Baruch Hu complains to Klal Yisrael, do I not have enough? Hakotzer Yodi means I don't have enough wherewithal. Enough means to be poida, do I not have enough koyach to be matzah? And the Goyen goes into big arichos about the difference between the lashon of geula and the lashon of pidya. So let's paraphrase a little bit. Let's understand a little bit the inyan, the difference between pidyan and geula, where the Goyen is saying it. The simple words that he uses are that pidyan tends to be with haskam of the other party. It's with mamonis. You pray to somebody with mamonis, like pidyon shvuyim. Pidyon shvuyim means that you go and you pray you pay for somebody else. Geula is by force. You pull it out of the other person. So that's why the lashon is akotze kotze yodim miftois. Kitzu yad is an idiom. It means not. I can't afford. Where ein bikoyach latzel means I'm not strong enough. So the Goyen goes through pidyon and geula. One is biyad chazaka. One is be with mominus or whatever. I want to try to explain a little bit the nafgemina between the two. What's nafgemina? Yeah. So one is that. You paid, one is you did it with strength, you know, Bedur and Tefillah and Milchama, L'mayna Fkimina. So when we talk about pidyon, we're talking about a next step. In other words, I was marked with something. Now, or let's use a better mashal. Hegdish has a chayfetz. I could be mechal, I could be poida, I could be poida. So I go and I pay hegdish for the object. So the pidyon creates a situation where the kedusha goes off the chayfetz, goes onto the mamonis. It's like any transaction. It means that what happened now is starts at this point. At this point now, we now have a new metzias. So Hegdish rightfully owned the house until now. And now I was paidet. From this point onwards, now belongs to me. Anything that's behaskama, anything that there's a shini moment, means it started from now. If let's say somebody steals something from me and I go and I grab it back. So my grabbing it back is a way of stating that a glory Muslim Afreya that it's mine and it never was yours to start with. That's what the geula means. The Yad Chazaka implies that the reason why I'm taking it is because it never should have been there in the first place. So Pidyon and Geula both have in themselves, they both get something back, but they're a world apart in what that getting back happens. If somebody was captured, and I'm able to fight and get him back, what I'm saying is he was unlawfully by you. He never should have been there. He's not shaykhus to you. And I righted what was wrong. And that's why there's no need whatsoever to give a tamura for it. When I give a tamura for it, when I give an exchange for it, I'm saying the $1,000 is yours. You can have it as $1,000, or we can switch it for an animal. That means that the etzim, from the beginning till the end, it stays the same. It's just a question of switching things. Whereas if I take it away b'koyach, in the sense that I'm doing the right thing, then I'm saying it never was by you. It's mikarmels. It's not yours. That is the difference between pidyon and geula. And you find lamashal by geula. There are some small exceptions, but b'derech chlal, by steachuzer, the halacha of all of these karkois that they be'etzim belong to me. And the Torah says that belongs to me, and if I can only sell to Yevon, it keeps coming back to me. Redeeming those karkos is called geula, because those karkas never belonged to you. So it's true that technically you bought it. For the next few years, it belongs to you. And now when I have to pay for it, I do have to pay for it. But what I'm really doing is I'm reclaiming something that's mine. Geula of people, when, you know, if a yid gets sold as an eved, by Rus, the goyel, who was the pshat, was taking her back to Klal Yisrael, taking her back to the family, that was geula. So geula is something which, usually it's by force. It doesn't have to be by force, because we see geula in karkois, but the point of the geula is that I'm really reclaiming something that was mine all along and belongs to me. That's the pool of geula. Pidyon is a new metzias where I'm being paid at now. That's the metzias of it. Even pidyon of becheiros, pidyon bechara never really belonged to the kohen. Doesn't belong to the kohen, but we do it in a tzura of pidyon because it's a zeichah mitzrayim. We'll speak about it. But the point is, that's the main difference in geula and pidyon. The Malbim says the difference in geula and pidyon is geula tends to be a karev. The karev that'll be goyel, like by Rus. The krevim that are goyel, by karkois. The goyel hadam, right? But all of these are krevim. And the point is, because the karev makes a statement that the etzemi belongs to me. When I buy an eved from somebody, so then it's a pidyon. He's your eved, it could be my eved. When I'm coming in as a karev and reclaiming somebody, that's where you have the inyan of geula. The Goyim's Machmo will speak about it later. He shtals to tefillin. Tyre, we'll speak about that later a little bit. The in Yetzias Mitzrayim, there was two gullahs. There was the first level of gullahs was we're a nation like Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim conquers us. We belong to the Mitzrayim. We're avodim by them. So I can be hoide an evet, I buy an evet, and I make him my evet. I can release him if I want. So if somebody has an evet that he bought fair and square, you know, he it's an evet that's his. I go and buy him, and I release him, and I'm a shachar evet. That's pidyon, because you know, David was part of Mitzias. So it means that Klal Yisrael is part of the Mitzias of Mitzrayim. We're in the world of Mitzrayim. It's just that we were transferred out. That's the first step of becoming free. That lemaisis poil. So if I go and I buy an Eved and I release him, that's wonderful. That's pidyon. And therefore, the first step was pidyon. Samti fdus bein ami bein Mitzrayim. By sorting out the Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in the Tzura of Korban Pesach says the following. These are the same like these. I need to make a mark that I'm going to save these and not these. Them is Mitzrim and Klal Yisrael is the same. Halodos are. I decided for whatever reason that these people I'm going to spare. So I need to make a mark. And I'm mafchim between the two. But be'emes, that mark is artificial. I chose these people for whatever reason. But the point is, it's of the same caliber. It's of the same type, the same essence. But I select these as opposed to these. Selection means that it's the same, but I select some out of some. That's pidyon. That's what happened the night of Yetzias Mitzrayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a makas b'chayris. The makas b'chayris was chal on everyone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a deal with Paroi, and he said, my b'char for your b'char. So you give me back my b'chayris, I'll give you back your b'chayris. We'll switch. It's a swap. In other words, the b'chayris are all the same. And zeh tachaseh, like we when do kaparis, zeh tachaseh, zeh chayfaseh, and so on and so forth. That was what happened at night. Night is a zman of irbuv. The famous as it says, it's melash irbuv. It means everything is the same. So it's of the same kind, and I pick them out of them. That's what happened. We didn't leave Mitzrayim. Even if technically we would have walked out of Mitzrayim, it wouldn't have been a hafkah from Mitzrayim. It would have been okay from this point onwards. I bought you as Yavod, I leave and not your Avod. That's all it would have been. There was a second stage in Geula, and the second stage of Geula was that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Goyal Klal Yisrael. He took him out biyad Rama, biyad Chazaka. Klal Yisrael went out biyad Rama. It's not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu exchanged them. It wasn't a deal. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was mafkia. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, these are mine. They never were yours. And b'meila, it's a glory milsal mafreya that they never had shaykhus to Mitzrayim. It was just like when I'm, even so I could be captured for a while. But I didn't belong there. I never belonged there. If the pu'ula of releasing them is called ge'ula, that happens, that means the mafreya, there was nothing there. So we have two stages in the ge'ula of Klal Yisrael from Mitzrayim. One stage is pidyon, and that is upasachti al bat Yisrael. It's the pshat, it's all part of one. But my bechor for your bechor, and then there's the Zerah, there's Yad Chazaka, there's Biyoyim, Yotzu Biyat Semayim Azeh. That was a Yetzir from Mitzrayim. It's a Hafkor from Mitzrayim. They never belonged to Mitzrayim. They were captured, but they were not Mitzrayim. They were not Shayach to Mitzrayim. It were, and Igloy Moshe Freya that Klal Yisrael was always Klal Yisrael. That was happened Biyoyim. So B'meila the pasuk tells me. it's it it, it it this the Korban Pesach is shayach dafka to the first stage. The Korban Pesach is part of the pidyon. It's part of the being mafchin. It's between them and them. And the meila in be'erev and before Hashemesh, that's the zmanim of Korban Pesach. When it's erev, when it's boya Hashemesh. Moyed seischa Mitzrayim is afkor from Korban Pesach. It's beyond Korban Pesach. At that point, I don't need Korban Pesach. So the din of sreifa of Korban Pesach is not only the pshat that it's something that is, you know, it's no longer, the zman is over. This is a zman when Korban Pesach, it's lemailo mi Korban Pesach. And that's why that's the zman of sreifa, because now I no longer need that to be mafchin between the two, to exchange the two. We're mufka from Mitzrayim and we're mufka from that shibud. That is the inyan of Moed Tzeis Mitzrayim. I want to go back to the machloikis of Elazar Zaria and the Chachamim and the Zayma. So now that we have two stages, we have pidyon and we have gula. And Klal Yisrael was zeicha to gula salamim. You know, you'll never see Mitzrayim again. We're mufka from it. Is there an inyan to be paid to mark this man pidyon? Like we said before, it's not just reinforcing, we'll also have it at night also. It's not at night also. The Yetzias Mitzrayim of at night marks a stage of pidyon. The Yetzias Mitzrayim of the daytime marks the Zman of Geula. So one could say that since the Zman of Geula, since Geula, it supersedes pidyon, and pidyon, it's ke'ilu doesn't exist anymore. So why bother to mark pidyon also? So it's good kasha, it's good shaila. What's the tzad to say that we should still commemorate pidyon? It's bechal masayimona, or we're in a whole different world. Is there a point to commemorate a geula that's less vis-a-vis a geula that's more? And it's not just in karma, it's echos, whole different world. So the answer is, in every person, in every tkufa, geula tends to come that way. In other words, the first mitzias of geula is pidyondik. The second mitzias of geula is geula. In a person's own journey, to be mufka from ra, which is sort of shadows that same mahalach of Tzeis Mitzrayim, geula always comes through pidyon. The first step when a person is shakua, in whatever is shakua in, pidyon comes first, then geula comes next. You can't skip the step. When a person is shakur and ra, the question is, which is better? The question is, how do I do this? The person can't see itself. The first step is always, like it says in the Gemara, that, you know, the beginning is always shaloi lishma. Shaloi lishma means that learning is part of the world of kavod, money, whatever it is. But it's better. It's still part of that same inyan. Lishma means it's a different world. So the mahalcha avoda have to go through pdus, and then go through pdus pidyon, and then go to geula. I had a gosha that why is it the Tuman Yomrim who said that that you do say it's Mitzrayim Beleilos? Was Rabbi Elazar Azaria and Ben Zoyma. The tzad hashava of the two of them was they were both very young. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah said, "Rinkiv and Shimshana." Famous says the Gemara, they was really 18, and he was to be the head, you know, the compromise. Sure. So Rabbi Elazar is tzoyer b'yomim. Ben Zayma, it says, Rashi's the Rav says that the reason why he's called Ben Zayma is because he was very young. He was never zeichet to be nismach. So he's called Hashem Aviv. He was one of the Arba Nechzel of Paradis, and it was Nifka. The Mashmah says, doesn't say Mefurish anymore, but the Mashmah, Rashi and the Rav say that he died young, and that's why he's called Ben Zayma. So the Pshat is Bitzirusai. There's always says Rabbeinu HaKadosh said Bitzirusai would think that Zov's Kainasa Kesav Kainasa Zov. Now Zov's Kainasa Kesav. The Mahalach of Bitzirusai is that Pidyon has to be there. The first step is Pidyon, and then the next step is Gula. In Klal Yisrael's own Mahalach, like it says in Paras Ba'era, if you take a look, it's very strange in the Pesukim. L'chein Eroel Yisrael, Ani Hashem, Voitzeisi Eschem Mitacha Sivus Mitzrayim. So I'll be Moitze you from Sivus Mitzrayim. Very clear. The Hoitzor, the Tachos, the Hoitzor is a removal from something. Voitzalti Eschem Me'avadosam. I'll be Matze you from the Avodah. So Hoitzeisi and Hitzalti are from what? From something. Let's skip the next one. Vilakachti lila'am. Now, this is for the future. I will take you for an am. And then vavesi eschem el ha'aretz. So the first two are from what? The last two are to what? I'm standing at vavesi eschem is the fifth lashon. That's so all of these tell me exactly an address. From where to where? The middle lashon, v'ga'alti eschem b'zorin etu ha'shvatim g'dolim, doesn't say any address. So geula is from what? You finished sivlois and avoida. Okay. So what else? Then so it doesn't say galti is from. Is galti bringing me anywhere? Doesn't say anything. V'lakachti is lilam. All it says is, this is the only one that tells me how he's going to do it, but it doesn't say what he's doing. The it mimics the pasuk Gerza Acha Beretz Lehem Bavodim V'Inoisam. So Gerza Acha Beretz Lehem is one. Second one is Avodim Inoisam. Going backwards, Hoitzesas Mitachasilas Mitzrayim. That's the Inui. The Sevla Mitzrayim, Hitzalti Eschem is Avoida, that's two. Ve'ga'alti Eschem, Zoyet Yerushvat Ndoilim, is L'chura Keneged Gerza Achar Beres Lehem. But it doesn't say that. So let's understand it. Kol Zman, we were in Mitzrayim, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out, we still carry with us the inyan of being a Mitzrayim. We still carry within ourselves being Mitzrayim. So now we no longer are. We moved forward. Because it's pidyondik, because the tzura is pidyon, where it's b'chayr tachas b'chayr, so there's no hafkar l'mafreya, and be'etzim being in Mitzrayim, we are. We still are in Mitzrayim, just we have to move out. The v'ga'alti eschem is k'neged ger zachar b'eretz lehem. It's a hafkar. I never was part of that. Just like if a person travels through, they have a transit passenger. He's b'chalal not shayach to this place. None of the laws apply to him, and he doesn't need a visa. He's in a transit lounge. He's just traveling through. That happens. So v'ga'alti eschem, it's a redoing the first two. The hotseisi and the itzalti were done through pidyon, and that's stage one. the Ga'alti Aschem, because now it's being done, Bezoyin Etuya B'Shvatim Doylim, so now it reinterprets the events as not being an event of Pidyon, but an event of Geula. That's what it is. Until that happens, it's not Shayach V'Lakach Eschem Lilam, and it's not Shayach Beves Eschem. If somebody could be a Mitzri, but he happens not to be a Mitzri, he's not Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu. An Am that Shayach HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mufka. It can't be a Mitzri. So Kol Oy, there was no V'Ga'alti. The V'Ga'alti is the critical junction that allows for the next two stages to happen. It's not enough the Mikra not to be a Mitzrayim. It's not enough to not be working for the Mitzrim. It has to mean the person has to be Mufka from it. That happened in the Galati. I want to go back to the last part of the Goyim. And again, and understand it in terms of a person's own mitzias and so on. The Goyim says that Pidyon is connected to Tefillah. HaKotzer Kotzer Yodim Eloi Shia is connected to Tefillah. Aimbir Koyach Latzel is Torah. There is Migno Matzli, so the Goyen says over there. The Gemara calls Tefillah an Isuk in Chayesha, and Torah is Chay Oila. I want to understand these two Mahalchim. These are two parallel Mahalchim, and the Gemara makes a point of saying Shem Rechoy is Mufka from Tefillah because he's Kol Kol Torah and so on. Person can deher ruchnius and HaKadosh Baruch Hu within the context of this world. Person looks around and there's a world and there's teva and there are taibis and many inyanim in this world. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us what yes, what not. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashgiach and the hashgach is at work in this world. And the Mela, the ultimate connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is through Tefillah. Tefillah, it means I'm osik. If there wouldn't be an asik with Olam Hazeh, there wouldn't be Tefillah. Tefillah is Mesiyachas to Olam Hazeh. And the Mela, a ruchnistic dimension to this world is Tefillah. That I'm oisig in this world, that Kadosh Baruch Hu helps, that Kadosh Baruch Hu directs, and I understand that Kadosh Baruch Hu's Ashkocha, and all of that. Torah is a hafka from this world. Kol mekabel of oil Torah, mavir men ol derecheretz, means that the etzim, it's a hafka from it. The way geula, that's what the guy means. The way geula is a hafka. I don't belong here, be'etzim. I belong in a different metzias. That's the Tumahalchim. It's something that when we ask ourselves, what's a person is supposed to be an Elach Yid all his life? A person is supposed to do what's right. A person is supposed to daven. All of those in Yanim was supposed to learn, but all those in Yanim are a lifetime. Is there a chiddush in the tkufa of a person being Isaac and Torah? When is Ike Isuk is the Torah? Is there a chiddush in the musig of an Olam HaTorah? Or it's just, there's school, there's training, there's learning, there's this, and it's part of everything else. And the answer is yes. It's a difference between Mahalchit Pidyon and Mahalchit Geula. A person who sees, who's does good and does right within the context of Olam Hazeh, and his big scope is how to live a good life in a positive sense. So the context is the life here. Someone who lives a depraved life is not living a good life. It ends up being bad for him, for others, whatever it is, destroying him. That's one. If a person chooses the good and the right, then the life he lives is a very good life. and in any kind, in any way you want to explain it. But I dehared the world from within the world. That's pidyon. And certainly that's the first step. And that's why even after, in the big context, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave Geula to the world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought a Musa Geula to the world, we still have to be Zeche. We still have to commemorate Yetzias Mitzrayim Beleilois, because life, every single person goes to a Leiland and a Yoim, and in life itself, that Kufis Kufis. So we certainly need that Mahalach. And that's always the beginning Mahalach. Like Gemara says, you know, in the beginning, it's always Shalei Lishma. Beginning is a Dait Nafshai a person does. But a person needs to understand what is a Sheifa. The Sheifa is Geula. The person understands that this is Chayesha, and there's a whole different world called Chaya Olam. It's not of the same and picking and choosing. It's a whole different world. The Chaya Olam Nata B'Sechenu means HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the ability to go out to a different world. And that's a hafkah. And that's why Chazal, that's why in Halacha, it's seen as a stira. Somebody who's terasim nasei, like it's potter from tefillah, he's potter from this. It is mufka from Torah and Derech Eretz, because it's a whole different understanding of what things are. And the gateway to real shleimus. So there's the first two mahalchim of Itzalti, and Votesi, Vitzalti, person leaves what's bad and what's wrong, and so on. That's the first two steps, and that comes with that mahalach. The critical step to moving further is Vigaalti. When a person understands that the world around is not the world, it's just like the day a chick cracks through the eggshell because he realized that the eggshell is not the world. And the eggshell is a little bubble in the world, but there's a big world outside. That's Geula. So Kolzman, the chick, is in the shell. It's growing, it's developing, it's fine. But the moment of realization when you crack through and you're part of a different world, that's the moment of Geula. So if a person is supposed to ask himself, what is the she'ifa of a person that Kufit has in yeshiva? The answer is to go from pidyon to Geula, to go to the understanding that the world that he senses instinctively as the world, it is a little bubble, it's a shell. And that's Chayesha. And no matter how long the Shah is, it's still Chayesha. And when a person breaks through that shell and he glimpses Chay Olam, and he glimpses a much bigger world, he understands the difference. And he moves from pidyon to geula, from this world to a world la'ein erech bigger. That's the tachlis of my Torah.